This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to TV Guide. For the lowdown on everything television, it's best to turn to the pages of TV Guide. From entertainment news, interviews, and gossip, we bring you the inside information about your favorite TV shows with TV Guide. Up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is TV Guide, and I'm your reader, Susan, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from the July 28th to August 17th issue, copyright 2025 by TV Guide Magazine, LLC. And now I'll begin with shows from Saturday, August the 16th. Elvis Marathon, 8 a.m., 7 Central on HDNet. Elvis Presley lives. Through his music and his 31 movies, not counting concert films, five of which are featured in a day-long marathon marking the 48th anniversary of his death. He remains timeless in these chestnuts from his 1960s cinematic heyday, including two films released after his discharge from the U.S. Army. In Blue Hawaii, 8 a.m. 7 Central, repeated at 8:15, 7:15 Central, he's an Army veteran who leads tourists around the Aloha State with Joan Blackman, only 10 years his elder, playing his mother. In G.I. Blues, 5:45, 4:45 Central, again at 1 a.m., midnight Central, he's a singing Army specialist wooing a club dancer, Juliet Prowse. Also on the playlist, Roustabout, 10:45 a.m., 9:45 Central, opposite film legend Barbara Stanwyck, Easy Come, Easy Go, 1:15, 12:15 Central, and Frankie and Johnny, 3:35, 2:35 Central, opposite the Beverly Hillbillies' Donna Douglas. Let's hear it for the King. And that's the Elvis Marathon, 8 a.m., 7 Central on HDNet. Next for Saturday, August the 16th, Betting on Beloit, season finale, 1 noon Central, A&E. We took a big risk, renovator Kanya Hendricks-Shue says of her team's move to demolish a historic home in Beloit, Wisconsin, in the back-to-back episodes that finish out the season. It's a nail-biter as they rebuild the unsalvageable home from the ground up, honoring the original structure under the watchful eye of the Landmark Committee. Twister, 8-7 Central, on AMC. Watch out for flying cows. Joe Harding, Helen Hunt, and her estranged husband Bill Paxton, chase tornadoes and try to implement their weather device in this 1996 film that will give you the thrills of tornado chasing from the comfort and safety of your own home. And today's sports picks for Saturday, August the 16th, MLB Baseball, 2-1 Central on FS1, Pittsburgh Pirates at Chicago Cubs, 7-6 Central Fox, New York Yankees at St. Louis Cardinals, or Detroit Tigers at Minnesota Twins. The Pirates and the Cubs clash at Chicago's Wrigley Field. Later, depending on which region you're in, viewers will see either Aaron Judge with the Yankees at the Cardinals or the Tigers battling it out with the Twins. And finally, NASCAR, 7:30, 6:30 Central, USA, Cup Series, Cookout 400. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, and other top racers battle for 400 laps around the 0.75-mile oval at Richmond Raceway. Moving on to Sunday, August the 17th, Nautilus season finale, 9-8 Central on AMC. Season 1 docks with a double episode adventure that kicks off with Nemo on trial for his life after Valkyrie warriors take the crew by force. But even if they can escape their Norse captors, there may not be enough time to get back to dry land and upend the East India Mercantile Company's shareholder meeting. Next, Women Wearing Shoulder Pads, series premiere, midnight, 11 Central on the Cartoon Network. Dive into the absurd in this new stop-motion animated series from Gonzalo Cordova. The network's first Spanish-speaking show follows a wealthy woman who moves to Ecuador hoping to build a business. And the result is a lot of colorful fashion and campy fun. The Little League Classic, Seattle Mariners versus New York Mets, 7-6 Central on ESPN. Play ball! Teams of players ages 10 to 12 from around the globe will converge on Williamsport, Pennsylvania for the 2025 Little League Baseball World Series tournament. And the Major League is again stepping up to the plate for this 8th annual event. Two pro teams will face off in front of the young players as the Mets take on the Mariners at historic Bowman Field, a 2,366-seat minor league stadium. The seasoned players will also attend the Little Leaguers game in the same park. The Mets have some of the biggest hitters in Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, and Pete Alonso, while the Mariners have Julio Rodriguez, Randy Azzarone, and J.P. Crawford. Mariners manager Dan Wilson's team from Barrington, Illinois, took third place in the 1981 tournament, and Soto was on the Banco Central Little League team from the Dominican Republic that made it to the Caribbean Regional Round in 2010. Major League Baseball's greatest responsibility is to ensure that today's youth become active participants in our game as players and fans, Commissioner of Baseball Rob Manfred said in 2017 when MLB announced the first Little League Classic. So who will 2025's future superstar be? Check back around 2033. And finally, for Sunday, August 17th, the NFL preseason, 8-7 Central on Fox, Buffalo Bills at Chicago Bears. The action will be at Chicago's Soldier Field for this Week 2 preseason contest between the Bills and the Bears, who hope to escape without any serious injuries. Now let's look at some of the streaming shows on right now. On Netflix, we'll find Trainwreck, Storm Area 51. How did a sarcastic 2019 Facebook post about the alien secrets allegedly kept inside Nevada's classified Area 51 morph into a media circus and low-level riot outside the facility? This installment of the Trainwreck Doc franchise goes behind the headlines with the jokesters who thought it would be funny to see if anyone would be stupid enough to try to break into a guarded military base. Spoiler alert, some people were. Also on Netflix, Leanne. I'm a church-going grandmama from the South who is in menopause with a weak pelvic floor, comedian Leanne Morgan laughingly told us in her southern drawl on the set of her new sitcom. That real talk made Morgan's I'm Every Woman Netflix stand-up special a hit. And the streamer ordered two more plus these 16 scripted episodes produced by the legendary Chuck Lorre. In Leanne, Morgan plays a fictionalized version of herself, a 60-something Knoxvillian restarting her life after Hub's college sweetheart Bill leaves her for another woman. Younger sis Carol helps Leanne put down the lasagna, deal with her adult kids and aging parents, and start dating. Morgan adds, I have a love interest with Tim Daly. The weeks he's here, I eat Altoids and lose weight. And that's Leanne. Next, Critical, Between Life and Death. This gripping medical doc series unfolds over 21 days inside the four hospitals of the London Major Trauma System. These six fast-paced episodes capture urgent interventions of the UK's National Health Service, from a fairground ride disaster to a head injury from assault, offering a window into real-time drama and the aftermath of trauma care. And also on Netflix, WWE Unreal. Get ready to rumble. This new documentary series takes fans behind the scenes and into the WWE writer's room for the first time to showcase how Monday Night Raw, WrestleMania, and more come together. This is a calculated, coordinated production, say producers of the drama that unfolds in the ring. Premiering with five episodes, the series spotlights the work that goes into making such stars as American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. Also streaming on Netflix Wednesday, August the 6th. Even a supernatural boarding school outcast can be popular. In the first part of this breakout hit second season, Wednesday Addams learns to her misfortune that after defeating resurrected pilgrim Joseph Crackstone in the last school year, she's Nevermore Academy's savior. New principal Barry Dort is happy to praise her, but, says exec producer Miles Millar, that's her living nightmare. Her reaction to that situation, and it is very Wednesday. Also troubling the jaded psychic, her vision that werewolf roomie Enid Sinclair is dying, and blaming Wednesday. By protecting Enid, Wednesday freezes her out, says E.P. Al Goh. As she investigates Enid's potential murder, she'll be hunted and threatened, and she wouldn't have it any other way. And that's Wednesday. An Honest Life. In this contemporary Swedish thriller, Simon, a bored scholarship low student treated as help by his wealthy roommates. An Honest Life. In this contemporary Swedish thriller, Simon, a bored scholarship law student, treated as help by his wealthy roommates, is saved from an unwarranted cop beating by Max, a beautiful anarchist protester. He quickly falls in love, but when he joins Max and her friends in rounds of drinking, drugs, and philosophy debates, his mundane life transforms into one filled with danger, deception, and deadly crime. Conversations with a Killer, the Son of Sam Tapes. Having previously examined the cases of John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, and Jeffrey Dahmer for the streamer's Conversations with a Killer franchise, filmmaker Joe Berlinger now takes a deep dive into the late 70s manhunt for David Berkowitz, a.k.a. the Son of Sam. This three-part docuseries, packed with newly discovered recordings and first-hand accounts from those who lived through the terror of the elusive killer, is a riveting look at the NYPD's investigation, the ensuing media circus, and how one man made sure the city that never sleeps locked its doors at night. And on Netflix, My Oxford Year. This romance, inspired by Julia Whalen's best-selling novel, stars the life-list Sophia Carson as Anna de la Vega, a poetry graduate student enjoying a dream year studying at Oxford University. Before long, she's swept up in the history and literature of the city, and by a connection with her handsome professor, Jamie Davenport, on Prime Video, Shiny Happy People, A Teenage Holy War. Church meets Coachella in the three-episode season two of this docuseries that takes a deep dive into Christian youth organization Teen Mania. Originally created to book youth concerts, the group, which reached its peak in the 1990s, became a training camp for political martyrs, fueled by religious fever, Participants such as Dylan King and wife Amy Dugar King speak about the effects of the battle cry movement. Prime Video offers Butterfly, Wednesday, August 13th. It's all lies, spies, and family ties in this adrenalized adaptation of Boom Studios' graphic novel about former U.S. intelligence agents David Young, who must revisit his past after being targeted for termination by a young operative named Rebecca. It's a family drama set against a spy show, co-exec producer Ken Woodruff says, and the emotional stakes for both David and Rebecca become clear early on as Rebecca suspects her maternal boss may be keeping secrets about the real mission. Justice on Trial. Judy Shineland, the longtime jurist who brooked no nonsense in her courtroom for 25 years, has returned with this dramatic docuseries that recreates 8 landmark legal cases over more than a century, tackling free speech, public schools curriculum, and more. Judge Judy presides and shines a light on the U.S. justice system to help viewers decide whether the original lawyers and judges got it right. And also on Prime Video, The Pickup. SNL alums Eddie Murphy and Pete Davidson's team in this action caper that pairs old school swagger with Gen Z antics. The duo play armored car security guards Russell and Travis, who are ambushed by thieves whose leader, Zoe, recently hooked up with Travis. Her plan to force them into carrying out a $60 million heist will put a crimp into Russell's anniversary plans with his wife, Eva Longoria, just as Murphy's real stunt work put some cramps in his muscles. He was actually doing the kicking and the punching, says director Tim Story, and that's The Pickup. Streaming on Hulu, King of the Hill. It's been almost 30 years since viewers first met the Hill family of Arlen, Texas. Hank, wife Peggy, and son Bobby have left a lasting mark on American culture as they gear up for a new season of episodes. Eyes of Wakanda, Wednesday, August 27th on Disney Plus. Part historical travelogue, part spirited animated adventure, and all marvelous, this 4-episode anthology series and Black Panther prequel expands the rich 3,000-year-old history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Wakanda franchise. Each episode makes a hopscotch through time, according to series creator Todd Harris. The visually stunning animation follows various Wakandan warriors as they traverse the world to find precious stolen vibranium artifacts. And on Paramount Plus, Hip Hop Was Born Here. To understand the power of hip-hop today, you've got to go back to where it all started, New York City, says host and executive producer LL Cool J. In this 5-part docuseries that takes a look at hip-hop's important legacy. To do so, he visits neighborhoods, studios, and places that are integral to the genre's history. Featuring interviews from icons like Grandmaster Caz, Rev Run, and Method Man, the series brings new insight into how the form evolved past being just a genre of music and became a larger cultural and global phenomenon. And on Apple TV Plus, Chief of War, Jason Momoa co-created and co-wrote his dream project, a tale about the uniting of the Hawaiian Islands and its fight against colonialism at the turn of the 19th century. Inspired by his father's Hawaiian heritage, Momoa starts in the brutal historical series. Much of the dialogue is in Hawaiian with English subtitles, and joins the cast as world traveler and powerful warrior chief Kalana, who is ultimately at odds with the king. Movies on Netflix available now: Jaws, What Would Summer Be Without This 50-Year-Old Classic, Mad Max Fury Road, George Miller's Astonishing George Miller's Astonishing Reboot in a World Where Gas and Water Are Scarce has visionary effects. Mission Impossible, 1996. Five films in the franchise stream, starting with our intro to Ethan Hunt, who seeks the mole who framed him for the murder of his intelligence team. The Notebook, 2004. This four-tissue romance follows the long love tale of Noah and Allie. A Star is Born, 2018. You can say that about Lady Gaga, who wows in Bradley Cooper's remake, Tale of a Musician Eclipsed by the Woman He Loves. And Zathura, A Space Adventure, 2005. A board game launches two brothers into space. Movies on Prime Video available now: Blue Velvet, 1986. Meet the Parents, 2000. When Greg Focker and his girlfriend visit her parents, he finds her strict ex-CIA dad has it out for him. No Way Out, 1987. A woman sleeping with a naval officer and his superior turns up dead, leading to a twisty investigation. And Saving Private Ryan is also on Prime Video. Steven Spielberg's World War II epic tells the story of soldiers who go behind enemy lines to rescue a paratrooper. And Wicked, 2024, Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande lead a magical part one of the gravity-defying musical Oz Story. Available now on Hulu: Bridesmaid, 2011, Ford vs. Ferrari, 2019, I Love You Man, 2009, The Sandlot, 1993, Ted, 2012. On Peacock available now: Forrest Gump, 1994. Take a ride through U.S. history without leaving the shaded bench as Forrest spins his tale of growing up, going to war, making his name, and falling in love with his Jenny. Goodfellas, 1990, is also on streaming on Peacock. Tropic Thunder, 2008. In this hilarious satire, pampered actors making a war film suddenly experience the real thing. And streaming on Paramount Plus, available now: Chicago, 2002. Renee Zellweger and Catherine Zeta-Jones star in a sexy Best Picture winning adaptation of the Broadway musical. Election, 1999, satire with Reese Witherspoon as an ambitious high schooler who'll do anything to be class president. Titanic, 1997, in the film that set the template for tragic romance, a penniless artist and a society girl bond aboard the unsinkable ship. And Training Day, 2001, Denzel Washington is at his best in a harrowing look at an LAPD narcotics detective and the young officer he's been assigned to evaluate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Susan with TV Guide. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.